This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Raipur today on a day-long visit to Chhattisgarh. During his visit, Mr. Modi will participate in the Silver Jubilee celebrations in capital Raipur, marking 25 years of the formation of the state. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of a series of developmental projects worth over 14,260 crore rupees. The Prime Minister will also attend four other programs during his stay in the state's capital. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended warm greetings to the people of Andhra Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Haryana, Karnataka, Kerala, Lakshadweep, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab, Puducherry on their formation day today. In a social media post, President Murmu said that each of these regions have made remarkable contributions to the country's progress. Lucknow has been added to the list of UNESCO Creative Cities for its rich and diverse culinary heritage. The city has been recognized in the category of gastronomy at the 43rd session of its General Conference in Samarkand, Uzbekistan. The designation places Lucknow among 70 gastronomy cities worldwide and makes it the second Indian city to win the title after Hyderabad. Tourism and Culture Minister of Uttar Pradesh, Jaiveer Singh, welcomed the move. In a statement, the minister said that culinary tourism has long attracted visitors to the state and the tag will help the state build the sector further. India has achieved three Guinness World Record titles under the Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan. The campaign, which was held between 17th September and 2nd of October, witnessed unprecedented community participation. The initiative set multiple records, including the highest number of people to register for a healthcare platform in a single month, numbering over 3 crore 21 lakh. The Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, has unveiled the Aadhaar Vision 2032 framework to strengthen future-proof digital identity through AI, blockchain, quantum computing, and advanced encryption. The Ministry of Electronics and IT yesterday noted that the framework will provide a comprehensive roadmap to redefine India's digital identity ecosystem and accelerate next-generation digital governance for the next decade. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today stated that India views its defence cooperation with ASEAN and plus countries as a contribution to regional peace, stability and capacity building. Mr. Singh was speaking at the 12th ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus or ADMM Plus in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. He emphasized that the ADMM Plus is an integral part of India's Act East policy and its broader Indo-Pacific vision. The defense minister also highlighted that India's Indo-Pacific security vision connects defense cooperation with economic development, technology sharing, and human resource advancement. He added that the strong connection between security, growth, and sustainability reflects the true spirit of the partnership between India and ASEAN. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres echoed a statement issued by the UN Human Rights Chief, which urges the United States to halt airstrikes on boats in the Caribbean and the Pacific. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, had said in the statement that the United States must halt such attacks and take all measures necessary to prevent the extrajudicial killing of people aboard these boats, irrespective of the criminal conduct alleged against them. The statement said over 60 people have reportedly been killed in a continuing series of attacks carried out by U.S. armed forces against these boats in the Caribbean and the Pacific since early September, in circumstances that find no justification in international law. And U.S. lawmakers have urged President Donald Trump to reconsider his proclamation on H-1B visas, including the $100,000 fee, asserting that Indian nationals are central to American leadership in IT and AI. In badminton, India's Unnati Hooda stormed into the women's single semifinals of Hilo Open Super 500 tournament at Saarbrücken in Germany yesterday. Unnati defeated 4th-seeded Li Xiangti of Chinese Taipei in the quarterfinal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.